the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in New York with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Skitch Henderson, and Bing's guests, Fred Allen and Connie Boswell. And now I'd like to present to our large and intelligent radio audience and the Army and Navy veterans gathered here this evening, the old groaner himself, Bing Crosby.
Hiya, fellas, and thank you.
Thank you.
I think we better have Glenn often. I got a double reception this time. Never happened before. Thanks, though, Glenn. It's nice to have you with us tonight, really.
Well, it's nice to be here, Bing.
Glenn, you know, with Fred Allen and Connie Boswell on the program, you seem to be loaded here. I have no use for me hanging around. I think I'll just go out in the audience and enjoy myself.
Oh, you'd better stay here on the stage, Bing. We may be able to use you.
Say, pardon me, fellas. Hey, Bing, whom do I see about getting a script?
Well, Fred Allen. Move right in, Fred. Oh, you Fred Allen. That's it. How do you
Say, Bing, I hate to bother you, but where's my script?
Oh, you don't need a script for this show, Fred. We just sort of kick it around, ad-lib around here.
Incredible.
What do you mean, incredible?
Well, you're in radio, Bing. If you keep up this careless, happy-go-lucky attitude, you'll never have an ulcer, the badge of the profession.
I don't want one.
Why, if you don't change your ways, you'll never will be able to enjoy the thrill of crunching tums as you scream at your psychiatrist. On the beaten sofa.
I can't help it.
You stay relaxed like this, Bing, and your blood pressure will never get any higher than your Hooper rating.
Good thing.
Hi,
what's that?
What was that? Did Petrillo just pass by?
The orchestra, Fred. They're tuning up.
Oh, tuning up? Yeah. Now, why didn't they tune up before the program?
They just got here.
Will somebody get me an Alka-Seltzer?
Meanwhile, Fred, what about me doing a little tuning here?
Well, do something, Bing. I'm a nervous wreck. This is the first time I've ever been off the air for 10 minutes.
The music cue if I've ever heard one, Fred. I'll fly right in.
I don't like men, women I don't like too. Do I like anyone? I don't, but I do like you. I don't like milk, spinach I don't like too. I don't like anything that's good for me, but I do like you. Am I mad? No, just my attitude has always been very unconventional. Do I care? No, if you think I am strange, it is intentional. I don't like men, women I don't like too. I think that I don't even like myself, maybe silly, but it's true. Baby, you're the one exception. I do like you. I do, I do, I do like you.
Very jolly, Bing. Very jolly indeed. Now, do you mind if I sell a couple of portables?
Not at all, Glenn.
Mr. Crosby.
What?
This is the radio that I know. You had me fooled there for a minute, you know, pretending to take it easy. While all the time you've been secretly flogging your announcer with the commercial.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, I caught you at it, yes.
We just slip a commercial in now and then when we have something to say.
You mean your commercials on this program aren't a must?
The word must is taboo around here.
Taboo? The fellow who's on the elephant?
No.
Astounding. Astounding. There are no vice presidents at Philco.
Oh, scads of them. But if we mention that there's a Philco portable available, they're very, very happy.
Well, what about the advertising agency man? You know, that truant officer in the gray flannel suit, daring red carnation?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that, you know, the fella grabs your lapels, insists that you get the Philco plugs in.
Oh, he's down at Tooth Shores with the rest of the boys.
Oh, really?
Calls up now and then, sees if the show's on, everything's all right.
Well, to think that I should live to see this day.
Remarkable?
Remarkable. Even the agency man is transcribed. Being on wax, in other words. Bing, this is Shangri-La with a microphone.
Not only that, Fred, but our commercials come from Philadelphia by carrier pigeon.
By a carrier? Supposing the pigeon gets lost.
Well, it happened only last week. We had to run up to Columbus Circle and call over 300 pigeons before they found the one with the Philco message on it. Say, did tonight's bird arrive yet, Glenn?
Yes, Bing, and there's a note here that mentions the Philco table model with the new automatic record changer. Great set, loaded with power. Or let's see, how about that big Philco radio phonograph like you've got with a new kind of tone arm? I think Philco calls it the dynamic reproducer. Really makes your record sound out of this world.
Eddie.
Once the people hear it, they'll dynamic. Buy that Philco anyway. So let's brush the whole thing for now, Bing. What
yeah,
do you say?
I think so. Okay, Fred, stand by. Believe it or not, I'm going to work. My heart is a hobo, loves to roam through fields of clover, hates to have to think things over, and though it's wrong, I string along. My heart is a hobo, loves to go out berry picking, hates to hear alarm clocks ticking. It isn't smart, but that's my heart. When hopes are out at the elbows, dreams are run down at the heels, my heart refuses to worry, except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart. Elbows, dreams run down at the heel. My heart refuses to worry, except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart.
Your heart is a hobo.
Yeah.
Bing, let's face it, you are a hobo all over.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even understand how you finished at the same time the orchestra did.
Well, it doesn't often happen, Fred. It's about an 8-to-1 shot.
Really?
Yeah.
The winter
hi
book.
There, Bing.
You can get 3-to-1/3.
Hi, Bing,
well,
Bing,
hello,
oh.
Miss Constance, fellas. It's Tommy Bowser. Certainly nice to see you, Connie.
Oh, much nicer to see you, Bing. I see me all the time. You having any fun in New York?
Padding here, padding, Connie.
Small angle.
Been to New Orleans. Quite a bit of fun around New York, Connie. Listen, why don't you and I get together some night? Go down to Nino and Nella's and spear a few clams a la casino or something. Hmm?
I love clam bakes. It's a good idea, especially if we can huddle around the piano and wobble out a few old ballads.
Now, wait a minute, Bing. What sort of dialogue is this?
Why, hello there, Fred. How'd you get out of the alley, and what are you doing here?
Nothing.
This girl used to stick to her skirt.
Nothing, Connie. I haven't even got a script.
Fred, what was wrong with what Connie and I were saying? That's good dialogue.
Well, what was wrong?
Airy, it's persiflage. It's
well, I know.
But it's
you get it on the fly. I mean, you have to have a net to enjoy it. What was wrong with that dialogue, Bing?
Yeah.
Connie came in, made three ad-libs, then said something that was written here, which was very dead. You said it's nice to see her. She said it was nice to see you. She asked you if you were having any fun in New York. You said yes. Then you talked about going out to dinner someplace. Well, you sound like two old friends that met accidentally on the street.
Well, what's wrong with sounding like two full friends?
Well, it's too natural, Bing. On radio, you have got to get laughs. The yucks. Oh. The yucks are important.
The yucks, yes.
Now, Connie should have come in, if this was a regular program, Connie should have come in here and made some hilarious crack about your hair or the bags under my eyes or perhaps your clothes. Don't you know people are supposed to insult each other on the air? With that outfit you have on now, Connie should have said, you look like the pot at the end of Finian's Rainbow.
Well, Fred, why can't people act normal, just like human beings?
Well, you cannot be a human being in radio, Bing. Not even the executives. They they run through the halls on all fours, night and day. You cannot be human. Bing, you...
Oh, you'll hear from Trammell about this.
He has no authority over here.
Not at all.
You cannot be human in radio. You have got to tell jokes. You know, a joke like the man with the loose false teeth. He walked into the Empire State Building, said hello, and four elevators went up.
Speaking of entertainment...
The click was in the joke.
Connie, what are you going to do tonight?
Well, I really don't know, Bing. What do you want me to do?
Well, I don't care, Connie. Whatever you want. You want to recite a poem or... Tell us your favorite recipe or do a card trick or something.
If I'm not intruding, I have a novel idea.
What's that?
Now, Miss Boswell is a singer. How about having her sing a song? Revolutionary, I know.
Very clever.
Let's pioneer.
Oh, man, this boy's really sharp, Bing. How come we didn't think of that?
Say, if you'd write things down around here, you wouldn't have to think of it.
You got a tune in mind, Constance?
Okay, well, Bing, how's about me knocking a little Chababa Chababa?
Oh, I'd adore it. Fred, come over here and sit down. I'll simmer a little.
Bing, someday you're going to go too far.
It's all
you're
right.
going to
we'll
go
get away
too far.
Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, and a lawa kooka la goomba. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino go to sleep.
Bambino go to sleep.
Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, and a lawa kooka la goomba. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino go to sleep.
Bambino go to sleep.
All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your darling sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, and a lawa kooka la goomba. Chababa, chababa, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Bambino, go to sleep. Chababa. Chababa.
Rock my baby in the treetop, now when the wind blows, the cradle will rock, and if the bob breaks, the cradle will fall. Oh, chababa, 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 rock-a-bye, oh, rock-a-bye, oh, rock, rock-a-bye, oh, chababa, 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 Angelawa, Kugla, 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 Chababa, Chababa, Chihuahua, my bambino, you go to sleep. All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes. Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby. Rock bye, baby. Chababo, chababo, chababo. Angelawa. Kula, 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 goomba. Chababo, chababo. Chihuahua. Oh, my bambino, go to see Chihuahua.
Very stylish, Connie. Just as flashy as your recent record of it,
well,
I thought.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bingston.
You know, Fred, Chababa Chababa is supposed to be a lullaby. Did Connie's arrangement of it jump too much for your jangled nerves?
No, I always find music rather soothing, Bing. Mm-hmm.
You sing?
Well, only in the bathtub, and then the best I can do, Bing, is the Super Suds commercial.
Well, unless
I get a request.
I'm sorry, we don't have a bathtub here tonight.
Well, I'm surprised that you haven't with this setup. I recognize three plumbers in the brass section here. The only other song I know, Bing, is an old English tune.
Uh-huh.
I used to sing it in vaudeville with my old partner, Wilkie Bard.
Fred, meet your new partner. Let's do that song.
You mean that you and I are going to sing a duet, you know, just the same as you do with Al Jolson?
Yeah.
The original Al Jolson?
Yeah. What's the title of your song, Fred?
Keep on Smiling.
That's the way I want you to be, optimistic, Fred. You want to take the lead or the harmony?
Well, 50-50. You do the throat part, I'll handle the nose part.
Make a sensational blend. Will you assist us, John Scott?
Keep on smiling, keep on smiling, do. Though you may feel blue, a smile will pull you through. Clouds may gather up in the sky, but by and by the sun will shine. Yes, the sun will shine. So keep on smiling, do. Don't let trouble trouble you. Don't sit down and start to pine, although the weather's none too fine. Hang it, make your own sunshine, and keep on smiling, do.
Keep a little smile upon your funny little dial every mile up the road you do. Though you're feeling fed up, you must always keep your head up till the dark clouds turn to blue. Give up your complaining, or it isn't always raining, and eventually the sun will shine. You'll discover that your father and your mother and your sister and your brother and your lover will discover that the sun will shine. Don't begin to grouch because you haven't got a house and everything is up another bob or two. It's no use getting waxy if you cannot get a taxi. You can run and try to walk a mile or two or three or four. Joke a little, chap a little, smoke a little, laugh a little, every time you feel inclined to pine. Grin a little, bear a little, do a little, dare a little, let the world believe you're doing fine. Give a little, take a little, live a little, make a little atmosphere of shine, and keep on smiling, do.
Lola me!
Smiling, do.
How do you feel?
I'm surprised we came out together. This is work for Sigmund Spaeth.
I popped a gasket there somewhere. Very good, though, Fred.
Well, thank you, Bing. I saw a man from the album of familiar music just beckon to me from the audience. Do you suppose, Bing, that Jolson was listening?
He was either listening or picketing. I don't know. But singing is good for you, Fred. Singing and a hobby. Do you happen to have a hobby?
Well, I wanted to take up golf, but my sponsor insisted that I use tenderleaf tee balls. Well, they were all right for putting, but I couldn't get much of a drive with them.
You tee them up?
Well, yes, I tried it. It didn't work.
What a rule.
My caddy was a keffer.
Oh.
A tea caddy. There's a joke there someplace.
Well, let's not bother with it.
No, if we had another hour, we could go into it thoroughly. But I did have another hobby. Years ago, up in Maine, I collected lobster claws. But the Depression came, and I felt the pinch, as you do in
lobster. Ouch. Well, why did you collect lobster claws?
Just for that last line, Bing, and I'm sorry I went to the trouble now.
Let's go into it further, Fred, but right now I'd like to present a talented young man who is playing college dates hereabouts with his band.
Good.
I refer to Skitch Henderson. Skitch is at the Steinway, and my guess is that his selection is going to be Miserlou.
Kit.
Very flashy indeed. And be sure and let us know where you and your band are opening and when in New York. I must borrow Brother Everett's tuxedo and fall in on you some night.
What's the matter? Being I didn't know his tuxedo was so heavy. I mean, just a thought. Being I, he wears the old iron derby with
Gutenberg,
the
Gutenberg, yes, the Gutenberg.
Being, am I losing my mind or did a pigeon just fly in?
Well, not being a psychiatrist, I can't answer the first part of your question, Fred, but I can say definitely that bundle of fluttering feathers perched on the microphone is a pigeon.
Two pigeons.
This pigeon just flew in with another commercial from Philadelphia.
Say, his feet look pretty sore, Bing. Yes. He must have been grounded at Trenton and walked in. These dogs are bad. I've never seen a
Look,
pigeon.
Fred, do me a favor for me, will you? Feed him this handful of corn while I take the message off his leg.
Feeding pigeons on a radio program? Get me another Alka-Seltzer, somebody.
Here you are, Glenn Riggs. What's the latest word from the Philco man?
Bing, the latest word from Philco is always the last word in fine radio performance. This time, it's that great new development from the Philco Laboratories, the Dynamic Reproducer. This new tone arm brings to your home, for the first time in the history of recorded music, the same kind of fine musical reproduction hitherto available only to the best broadcasting studios. And you've never really heard your own records till you've heard them played with Philco's Dynamic Reproducer. You'll find this amazing tone arm exclusively on a gorgeous new Philco radio phonograph in a Chippendale period cabinet, along with Philco Advanced FM and the sensational new Philco record changer. So when you buy your new radio phonograph, look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Your hat. Here's a fine song. I want to thank you folks. Sweeping the country right now. It's a smash in Canarsie, they tell me. Very popular in Perth Amboy. And big in Butte, really getting around.
I want to thank your folks for making you as sweet as you are. How else can I express how I feel? Confess and reveal my love. I want to thank your folks for making you the dream that you are, and tell them what a swell job they've done of raising the one I love. Do you recall the birthday party they gave you when we were just a couple of kids? Well, suppose they hadn't thought of inviting me to see what I'd have missed. And here's my thanks to you for making all my love dreams come true. But darling, to be perfectly frank, I really must thank your phone.
Say, Bing.
Yeah, Fred.
Bing, I was looking at the hourglass over there. It's about half empty. Is that a sign we can go home now?
Yeah, you can cut for your casa anytime you feel it. I do hope you enjoyed your Alka-Seltzer and your visit. Did you have a good time?
You know a funny thing, Bing? Uh-huh. Being on your show tonight has had a strange influence on me.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been so relaxed since the night I was hit on the head with a blackjack in Chinatown.
I hope this doesn't provoke lumps, too.
Well, I can't get over this easygoing type of radio. Gosh, you know when I go on Information Please, I have to worry about being intelligent.
Huh?
When I appear with John's other wife, I have to worry about John coming home during a commercial. When I appear on Benny's... When I appear on Benny's program, I have to worry about my pockets being picked. But here, no worries, no script. Just take it easy.
That's the only way to beat this game, Fred. I never let anything worry me.
Well, how can you control yourself, Bing?
Well, if I feel something is going to upset me, I just imagine that I'm out at the old ball game, sitting out there in the sun at a doubleheader. And
yeah?
Ralph Kiner, Hank Greenberg is hitting home runs, and we're way in front, and everything's jolly. Takes the old worries right away.
Hey, you were pretty lucky to snag Hank Greenberg, don't you think?
I think so.
Is it true you had to trade Barry Fitzgerald, Leo McCarey, and throw in your Oscar to get Hank?
That's just back fence gossip, sir. But that's my formula, though. You concentrate on baseball, nothing will ever upset you.
Nothing will upset you. Oh, I'll take the phone call, Bing.
Good.
I love this ad-libbing. Hello? What? Billy Herman, manager of the Pirates, calling long distance.
See what he wants, Fred.
Hello, Billy. This is Fred Allen. Oh, he did, huh? Greenberg, huh?
What about Greenberg?
Well, Herman just calling to let you know that Greenberg has a sliver in his
sliver?
Finger.
Well, which finger? Give me that phone.
Now, easy, Bing. Take it easy.
Hello, Billy.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, how did it happen?
Now, relax,
don't
Bing.
Don't just stand there and
Bing.
Guess. Get a doctor.
Bing, don't
get
blow
call
your
the
top.
Mayo Clinic.
Bing,
get
Bing,
me
don't.
Shelter, will you?
Don't blow your top, Bing. Bing, think. Relax, Bing. Think of baseball.
I am thinking about. Now, look, Billy. You get Greenberg to a doctor right away.
You're going
to pieces, and phone
Bing.
Me every 10
Bing,
minutes.
Be careful.
No, phone me every 5 minutes. I don't care what it's
called.
I'll fly right there after I get a
Bing, you're going crazy.
Get into a hospital. Get me an ambulance.
Crosby's a little upset. Good night, kiddies. Good night, kiddies.
This program was produced and transcribed in New York by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week when Bing's guests will be Ethel Merman and Alec Templeton. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio by Philco, the leader.